Welcome everyone to the blessings of Christ. Here, this day, the 28th day of June, 2020. What a year this has been. Not really pleasant, but certainly eventful. And so I think it will be one of those years that we mark in our calendar as, wow, that was that year. Oh my gosh, don't know how I got through it. You know, we're not going to forget this year. And, we're going to make it. We're going to get through it. We're going to get to the other side. We still have to be careful and cautious, but I think we're at the point where we can, do it without so much stress or panic, because we know that when we take precaution, everything gets better. And things have only gotten worse in those places where the precautions were lifted a little too soon, a little too much. But we're going to get there. And we're all learning from the process, and we're all learning to love one another, which is the best thing that has come from this. I see Jerome's on the call. Hi, Jerome. Welcome. Jerome, you may have to unmute your phone. We don't hear you. Jerome, are you unmuting your phone? We don't hear you. Okay. Well, try again. Jerome, we do want to hear from you, so please try again. I have no idea what didn't turn out right, but we'll make it work. Eva, you're on and welcome.
Hi, this is Eva, and I would like to put my very dear friend Elaine on the blessing for today and in the future. She's having a really hard time. She's had a tooth extraction and has been in very much pain in her mouth, and this has happened to her several times before, these problems with her teeth. And for a number of years, she was doing really much better, and this came back to her again, so she really can use blessings and healing. So I'm hoping that we can do that for her and make her life a little more pleasant and easy and comfortable.
Good. Absolutely. Yeah. And know that she's loved.
Yeah. I was asking her to if she can tell herself she loves herself, but she has a hard time with that. Even though she knows that that's true, you know, God loves her and so forth. And, I gave her some quotes again from, Love Without End. We were messaging each other, and, doesn't even feel well enough for anybody to come and visit, her either.
Aww.
And so she really needs some help.
Yes, she does. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for being there as her friend. Okay.
Yeah, and hopefully we can be helpful to her.
Absolutely. Okay, Jerome, we're going to do it this time. You're on.
Hello.
There's that smiling voice.
Yes. Jerome up in Minnesota. So blessings on you and everything you're doing with everybody today, and special blessing on my son Andrew, who had a special thing happen to his leg about replacing cartilage that he had injured, and then the rest of our family on the queue too. So but blessings on everything you are and do, and all be the spices for Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Okay, Jerome, thank you for your wishes and blessings, and they are reciprocal to you.
Oh, thank you, and love to you again. All right, okay.
Oh, much love to you. Much love to you.
Yeah,
and you and Eva have both stimulated a memory from long ago about my early days of contact with spiritual healing, and I think that's going to be my message today. But in the meantime, I'm going to open the line to Stephen Adler. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Glenda. Thank you. I'm so graced and honored and blessed to be on this call once again. A couple things. I received those amazingly beautiful giclées of Mother Mary and Yeshua and Mary Magdalene. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad they got there safely.
Yes, so I just feel the energetic love coming from those paintings, and it's very inspiring and uplifting, so thank you. The other thing I just want to mention is I'm just undergoing excruciating pain right now in my lower back, so it for whatever reason, I'm just making huge progress the last 6 months. And then I think with everything I've been going through the last month, it went out on me a couple weeks ago, and it just has not in any way healed over the last couple weeks. I'm just still dealing with something deep here, and so I just am putting it out to the universe and God and all the blessing givers and Yeshua to help me work through whatever issues I've got to work through to overcome this big challenge in my life. So that I'm offering up. And then also good news with my friends, Vanessa and Shane. They're on their way back from Mexico City. Yeah, she's been, overcoming lung cancer and had some cutting-edge treatments. The third treatment she had an adverse reaction to, so I just really want to have a special blessing for her. Her blood pressure dropped really low, and she recovered, but she's kind of lost a lot of her personality, and she's just sort of in an altered state. And so she's going very slowly, and anyway, she was praying to be reborn. That's what he told me just on a text a few hours ago. So maybe this is just part of the whole process. But I just want to put a special blessing in for her and Shane, and also for my cousin who's overcoming brain cancer. His name's Stuart. And so that's it. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so sorry about some of your news. It breaks my heart to hear some of this, but we know that it's all in God's timing, and it all has a place in the unfolding of greater life. One thing I want to mention about pain, which is part of the little presentation I'm going to give you for today, but I won't start that yet. But what I will say now is that pain is the outer manifestation of inner anguish. And sometimes the inner anguish has been triggered by something in the environment or another person or a situation, but its roots could have actually been previous to this life. Like the roots of the anguish could have been somewhere long, long, long ago in a completely different situation, but it's triggered by something in this life that has a resemblance to it. But you don't need to know where it all started if you understand that inner anguish is what is reflected outwardly as pain. Calm yourself. Instead of worrying about it, calm yourself and say, this too is part of my life, and it's bringing back to me something I need to look at and release and process, and may the will of God be done within it, that it can be brought up and resolved. Bless this situation to resolve it. That is the best advice I can give you on that particular situation, Stephen. And it'll make a little more sense when I bring up what I'm going to talk about a little later. But let's take a few more calls quickly, and that will allow us to move into our blessing. Joanna, You're on.
Thank you for answering. I have two friends. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I have two friends who are dealing with cancer, one end stage, Wayne McClendon, a throat cancer, and the other one just got diagnosed with liver cancer, and they don't know if it's metastasized yet. They just did a test, and her name is Cynthia Wilcox, and they're both
okay.
You know, they're both about the same age and basically not very old, so it's very, I would just like to have the prayers from all of you, as I am also doing.
Absolutely. Well, they're the best. And God bless them. That this may turn out to be a brief recovery. And a great lesson. That is the best. I would say that's the best combination from any trauma, is a brief recovery and a great lesson.
I agree. Yes. And I think that's
okay.
Possible with Cynthia. I think it's possible. Wayne has
good.
Been suffering for several years, very done all kinds of wonderful things with that kind of cancer, but it's just ravishing him right now. So, but thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and it's a privilege. Mara, I see you're on. Hello, Mara.
Hi, Glenda. Thank you so much for always being there, and all of the other callers and blessing givers. I would like to ask for special blessings today for Candace, my friend who is a fellow blessing giver here,
mm-hmm.
and her family. They are having, it would take too much time to go into the details, but there's some very serious problems that they are dealing with right now with one member of their family. And also a friend of mine, Mary Lynn, who has been very ill of late, and also my entire family. We are also going through some legal issues with one of my sons, and I would like to have blessings for everyone in the family as we deal with this, and also for myself, that I will have the clarity and no judgment on any of this. It's something that has evolved over a long time, and I do so much appreciate all the prayers of my fellow blessing givers and anyone who ever comes on the call. I thank you all so very much.
Mara, it's always a joy to hear from you, and my blessings. You're remembered in my blessings always.
And you and my, and all of you are always, always in
you.
Mine too. And,
thank
and
you
your
so much.
Petitions. Okay. Thank you, Glenda.
All right. Nancy is on. Hello, dear Nancy.
Thank you, Glenda. I am calling to ask for a blessing for my husband. His name is Jack, and the doctors have discovered some kind of a blood disorder, and he will be having a bone marrow biopsy this coming week. He is a type 1 diabetic, and he does have a heart condition. So I would appreciate the blessings of you
all my fellow
blessing givers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I pray for calm around him, for calm and peace and simplicity of energy surrounding his life and his body as he goes through this.
Yes.
That others that are that bring professional advice don't bring complications with it.
I hear you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Simple.
Okay, my dear. Well,
you
have my love, my blessings, and prayers for both of you. He's going to need your strength, of course.
Yes, he always has it. Thank you.
Okay. Sarah, hi. You're on.
Aloha, Glenda, and this beloved community. This is Sarah, and I just want to express my deep gratitude for so many blessings. I've been so supported, and I have so much gratitude for that. And I want to ask her a special blessing, just continued support in my work in education, particularly in my work in equity and social justice and helping a community college and all of our systems to continue to grow and transform and really, be a liberatory force. And then I just want to also ask for a special blessing. I have planned to go back to Massachusetts to see my family in a month, and I asked for a blessing that that can happen. I just so want to see my parents, and so I hope that can happen. And I also want to ask the blessing that if I can't go, if it's just not safe yet, that I can surrender that, and that I can just really surrender to surrender it all to God, whether it can happen or not. And thank you so much, Glenda. I love you so much and this whole community.
Oh, well, we love you too. And those are some great, great requests for blessings, very important. And I know that that God will enrich your needs and fill them abundantly. So we're moving on, almost done with our callers. We've got a few more. We have someone from Montreal, and you're on.
Yeah, hi, Glenda. My name is Stephen. I wanted to ask you a blessing. We're in a lockdown situation with the intellectually disabled client who also physically injured himself. And so it's putting a lot of stress on my wife and I, and we're arguing a lot more than normal. So we want a blessing on our relationship and some relief to the stress.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. There was someone coming on the call.
My name is Stephen.
Stephen. Okay.
Yeah.
Stephen.
Yes.
I got it. Okay, thank you.
And
this person who's affecting your relationship, is that a professional caregiving situation you're in, or?
Yeah, that's right. I've been a foster home manager for quite a while, you know, 15 years. And I'm sort of tapering off, but, you know, because of the COVID thing, everything got amplified.
Of course. Of course,
yeah,
that
it
must
is
be
a
extremely
professional. Yeah. Yeah.
And the arguments are not going to help. So let's pray for peace. Let us pray that love rules our life and brings peace into prominence. Okay, I'm going to, I see, Stormy, I see you're on, but I'm going to let you give us the benediction, okay? So that I have just a few moments available to say the simple little things I had in mind. And I know sometimes I will talk about things like quantum this or bring in a whole new subject, and you'll say, "Oh, my God, what is she talking about now?" But this is a subject anybody can relate to. And it's universally relevant to what everybody has brought up today. This happened about gosh, I would say maybe about 40 years ago, when I was just beginning to explore different spiritual practices and healing practices and self-empowerment ideas. You know, they were so, we had an abundance of these cropping up in the 70s and the 80s. And this was, I would say probably about early 80s. And I was making friends in different disciplines and exploring them to see what I liked and discovering about subjects and possibilities I'd never heard about before. You know, growing up in a little, small cowboy town in Texas, being a Methodist and going to PCU and then teaching at the University of Oklahoma, living in Norman, Oklahoma, you know, that's pretty old-fashioned, prairie-style, antique America. And all these new things I was discovering, it was a whole new world for me. And it was fascinating. I was traveling with a friend of mine. We were in a taxi, actually, on our way to an event. And I had gotten up extremely early that morning, not slept very well. And you know how you can feel when you're underslept and kind of wired, and you're sort of groggy, sort of wired, but you just can't focus. You feel overwhelmed, and the energy around you just feels dense. And you know there's nothing wrong that 8 hours of sleep wouldn't handle instantly. Because when we go to sleep, we go into downtime and we just unwind and rewind when we wake up. And it's a whole new day, a whole new experience of life. All right. Well, my friend said, I can help you. I explained it to her. And she said, oh, I can help you through that. And I said, how? And she said, I'm a Reiki master. And I said, what's Reiki? I'd never heard of it before. I mean, and that tells you how green behind the ears I was, no pun on my name. But I mean, I was just learning. I was a baby in all these new spiritual practices. And I said, well, I don't know. What is Reiki? I thought, gee, what's she going to do to me? She said, I don't even have to touch you. She said, it's all just energetic. And I said, okay. And she said, just lean back, close your eyes. And, of course, I peeped. You know, I would slightly open my eyes to look at what she was doing. And she was just basically waving her hands around me and close to my body, maybe, oh, I would say maybe 6 inches out, sometimes 3 feet out. It would vary. And after about 10 minutes, she said, okay, wake up, I'm done. And I woke up, and it was like I'd had 8 hours of sleep. Really, truly. I mean, I was like waking up ready to have my coffee. And I said, what in the world did you just do to me? It was so dramatic. I couldn't believe it. And she said, I just straightened out the energy around you. I just got it all moving to get all the waves together. And then she went on to explain that when we're under stress, or even because we may be excited about too many things at the same time, or we may be facing a lot of challenges, and not all of them bad, our energy gets out of sync. It's not flowing in waves together. And she said, I just put it all in waves together for you. And I said, wow, you mean that's all we do when we sleep? And she said, well, it's not all you do, because your body does a lot of cleaning and rebuilding and putting together, but energetically, that's basically what you do. And dreams are a very important part of how you do it, because you reprocess reality and you comb through it. And she said, by the way, Reiki is a really wonderful healing technology for the same reason. And I said, yeah? Well, tell me about it. And she said, well, a lot of illnesses are just, and pain, are just complications of energy that can't work out. And so the waveforms just hit each other and lock in. And the body sees that as dysfunctional, and it registers it, the nervous system registers it as pain. She said, really, pain is nothing other than what your body tells your mind to feel. And it tells your mind to feel it so that you will recognize a damage that's happened to your body. For example, if you break a leg, your body will go into extreme pain because it's telling your mind to inform you not to walk on that leg. If you get a cut that's severely bleeding, again, your body will tell your mind what for you to do and not to do to handle that. And so she said most of what you feel as illness or as pain is just actually coming from your mind. Your body, she said, this is why when a doctor gives you a pain injection or anesthesia, it's only affecting your mind. It's not changing anything in your body. It just stops your mind from feeling the pain so that the doctor can work on your body. And it's all energy. What you're feeling in your mind is all energy, because that's all the human nervous system is. It's an energetic transmission of signal. And it's the same as any other energetic transmission of signal, whether it's a television or radio, or we were just having, you know, we didn't have the internet yet then, but we had computers. And so she said, it was like a computer. And I thought, wow, that really, really is fascinating. And then she said, and I said, is that all there is to it? She said, oh, no, no, no. She said, there's a lot more to Reiki, because it's a very ancient healing process where we impose on it symbols and words that reconfigure the energy with either peace or harmony or unity. And she said, it's kind of like what you do when you pray. You put your prayer into the energy, and the energy reflects the content of your prayer. Like you pray for peace. Don't just ask for it as something remote and distant that might possibly happen. She said, actually feel the peace that you pray for. Put it on the energy that you're feeling. If you're praying for unity, put that unity into the energy. And so this was really my first instruction in spiritual healing. And, of course, later on, Dr. Emoto came out with the examples of projecting thoughts into water. And then he proved under the microscope that those thoughts in water actually reconfigured the pattern of water. So he demonstrated in water exactly what she was telling me in energy. And I was just sitting there totally amazed, just you know, jaw-dropping amazed. And for some reason, I never went on and studied Reiki. I got lots of Reiki treatments because I loved them, and I really admired the Reiki masters I met, but for some reason, it wasn't my calling. I had some inner instinct that my pathway was waiting for me to discover, and indeed, it was. So, I think one of the biggest conflicts we can have in life, to draw all of this back around into one little big open fishbowl where you can see all my thoughts swimming around, is that finding our path in life and not finding it, wanting it, seeking it, and everything in the world interfering with it can actually be one of the greater confusions that we have that can bring a deep anguish to the soul. Because, I couldn't give you the big answer because it would take too long, but there's a whole chapter in the Keys of Yeshua called The Soul's Purpose. The soul's greatest connection to this life is its incarnate purpose, its reason for being, what it took on to carve a pathway through life. And when that purpose is being challenged or conflicted or stopped, opposed, or just unduly difficult, we're going to feel a deep anguish in our soul that may not easily come to the surface, except that it will bring on pains in our body that are almost unexplainable, like, why am I hurting so bad in this way? I thought I was making progress. Well, there's a deep anguish there, and it probably goes down to the soul level. It could be a lot of things at the soul level, but one of the most common is that the soul's purpose is being challenged at the moment. Either you thought it was one thing, and it turned out not to be, or you found it, but you found it so late in life, it's buried under about 3 feet of complications. Or the other people in your life wouldn't recognize you if you revealed this as your soul's purpose. Oh, I can tell you, I sure ran into that when in the 90s, when this gal that was supposed to be an artist for the rest of her life found there was a different purpose there, and it had to be brought out. And other people thought, well, why did he call an artist? Artists are silly people. I'm not going to listen to her. She's just silly. She won't stay with this. She's not dedicated enough. Oh, the things we encounter when we start uncovering our real purpose. The objections we can encounter, and the doubts in ourselves. But what this all adds up to is complications of energy. And this is why I said to Nancy, for her beloved husband, Jack, keep it simple. Keep it focused. Keep it in wavelength. And no matter what they tell you or what you have to go through, keep the peace. Keep it simple and just take it one day at a time. Okay? There's a lot of wisdom in the old one day at a time advice and way of living, because it allows you to keep the energy combed so that all you have to do is just meditate or drop off for a few minutes and it's like you've had 8 hours of sleep. And you can do that for yourself. You really can. Well, that's about the size of my message, and I hope I kept it simple. I really was meaning to, because the subject itself calls for that level of simplicity. And you can see my naivete 40 years ago, and it wasn't the only thing I had to discover and be naive about. I almost knew nothing about anything other than the realities I grew up with. So a big world was waiting for this little gal. And a lot has happened. And my biggest challenge in life has not been with negativity. It's been with growth and expansion has happened so fast. I can't take it all in. And it actually can get pretty complicated for me trying to take care of so many people, walking so many diverse pathways, having so many different needs, and many of them being in conflict with each other. Taking it all in has been a pretty dense layered cake, okay? And through it all, I'm learning and taking it all into stride. So, my friends, even if you're only around people you love, your family, your friends, hardships will happen, disagreements will happen, and complications will happen. That's just life. And it'll be there. Take it as easy as you can. Focus on the simplicity that you can bring to every event. Try to find the common thread that will bring goodness, solutions, and well-being to everyone. That'll get you through about as good as anything I know, except for God the Father. Okay? But actually, that's the way He works. And that's the way Yeshua works. And that's the way the Holy Spirit works. So, this is why after we convey the blessings, I tell you just to go lie down for at least 7 minutes and don't think. Just receive. Be at peace. Let it all come in and flow through you. And then just get up and go into your day. All right, we're just about ready to start our blessing, but we had Tony come on, and I want to take a call from Tony, and then we'll open the line to Stormy. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Glenda. Hey, thank you so much. It's good to hear your voice, and hello to everybody on the call. There's something happening in the sky, which is very, very resonant with what you're talking about right now. There's this conjunction of Jupiter and Pluto, which we've had for months. It's going to be exact for the second time this year on Wednesday.
Oh.
And, yeah, so this really ties in with several things that you mentioned. Certainly with expansion connected with transformation and the love of God. But also on a very personal level, it also relates to energy for the deepest desires, deepest aspirations, Pluto and Jupiter together. So it's got a lot of beneficial energy in it potentially. So it's a good one, I think, for us to recognize that energy going on and just amplify that with our prayers and intentions and blessings. And send that out in every direction, through us as well.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. And I just want to say, a blessing as well for you and Larry. I know that, that you're kind of, taking advantage of some time to, relax a little bit. I hope you're able to do that. I hope your resting and your vacation is full of, love and energy and blessings too.
Well, actually, it's not. But at least my multi-layered cake has a few less layers.
Okay.
And that helps a lot. You know, I think you can take on almost anything if you keep it simple enough.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm trying to do, because I would not be able to do what I have to do if life was any more complex than it is right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I hear you.
Thank you for your blessings. It's very, very appreciated. And Stormy, you are on. Let's just move into closure and benediction.
Yes, Glenda, that you would speak of spiritual healing is good today. I have a group of people asking for a spiritual healing this evening, and I continue to keep that energy and that blessing into this call as I have been preparing all day long for this. And I also want to bring into this blessing what you asked me such a long time ago. Where do you see yourself in the Lamb and the Lion? And I ask the world, where do you see yourself in the Lamb and the Lion?
Mm-hmm. That's good. Very good. I like that, because there's everything. There's something in it for everybody.
And also a bigger picture, where do you see yourself on your canvas? And how do the two relate? So that bigger picture of how we're all doing what we're doing. And on that layered cake, just throw that cake out and eat a carrot.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to bring the humor into all of this also. And
absolutely.
That's important in blessing. You got to keep the humor up. And you know, you can have
you're
a piece
right.
of cake later. You can have a piece of cake later. Just now, just eat a carrot.
Okay, I will. I'll eat a carrot and pretend it's a carrot cake. Okay.
Okay. Well, Stormy,
we love you, and many blessings to you and all that you do. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye. All right, everyone, let's get ready. Let's get ready. Just be in your chair, your bed, your recliner, wherever is comfortable for you. And just let your body let go. So that you move into a state of total relaxation. Just become that little rubber doll that conforms to whatever you place it into. And be prepared to let God take over. All right? So you're going to rest. You're going to tell your body vacation for a little while, and you're going to let your attention fall into your heart where it's safe. And you're going to just be surrounded by the loving energy of your heart, which will rebuild your strength and refocus your purpose, your passion, and your engagement with life. So you're just going to rest there in this little cocoon of love that we call our heart. And your mind's going to take a vacation, a well-deserved vacation, by the way. It stresses far too much. And we're going to let God take over. So I would ask the blessing givers to stand with me. And I'm going to say my invocation to Yeshua. And then we will offer the energetic conveyance of the blessing. And now you know why it's so important that it's energetic, because it's going to comb out all the waves that are around you, give them the peace, the inner resolve, the inner harmony that allows healing to occur, that allows more union to occur, that allows the best possible result to occur. Okay. Dear Yeshua, our brother, our friend, our teacher, Son of God, all these things you are to us in one simple package called love. We ask that you join with us in our heart, that you may amplify the energy of the Holy Spirit as it passes through us. And the grace of God will surround us, that nothing can get into our world or our holy inner sanctuary except for the energy of the Holy Spirit. We ask all of these blessings not just to be for us, but to be extended into the world so that we may be messengers into a world that is so needy of help, so needy of peace, resolution, love, nourishment, and belonging, solutions, care, and resolution. We pray love for those who are lonely. We pray joy for those who are sad. We pray hope for the needy. We pray the most precious prayer for the children. We pray immortality for those who are coming close to the end of their incarnate life, that they may embrace the strength of their soul and recover the power of their passion to carry it forward into eternal life. We pray for imagination and expectation for those about to be born in the womb, waiting to be held in loving hands. We pray for all people of the earth. We pray for nature, the animals, the trees, and may they know they are loved, that without them, there could be no life. They are not just loved, they're essential. We cherish them, and we pray for their protection and healing. Amen, amen to all these things. Now let us begin the blessing.
Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now it's time for you to go and rest and just simply receive. Don't think. Don't even continue your prayer. Just receive. God bless you. Have a wonderful week and all your prayers answered. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you again next week.